nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hey, everyone. This is Tom Pounder, and welcome to another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Today, I am actually on the road. I am in Tampa, Florida for the Exponential Conference. It's an annual conference for church planters all over the world, and they have roughly around 4,700 people here that are here for Tampa for the next few days, just living and learning. And it's kind of a new experience for me because I am typically used to going to the Orange Conference in Atlanta, Georgia, the exact same time frame. In fact, their conference is starting on Wednesday, which is today, and it goes through Friday. So it's very cool, and I love going to conferences. And when I was here, I just figured, you know, it'd be great to talk about conferences, but I haven't talked about conferences in any of my podcasts so far. And there is true benefit, true value in going to conferences, whether you're going by yourself or with a team of other people. So I kind of picked the brain of a few people on New Life staff as we were going out to dinner one night just to kind of figure out, hey, what is it about conferences that they enjoy and what are some tips and ideas that they can give to people as they are going to conferences? I know Orange and Exponential are not the only conferences in the world to go to, but we use that as a kind of a reference point so that when you are going to conferences, whether it's next week or tomorrow or the next day, that you can say, hey, here's some tips that I can take in with me. So here's the interview of just me with the three guys.
All right, I'm here with Chad, Stan, and Corey. Hey, Corey, how are you?
Hey, Tom, good to see you again.
Hey, well, it's good to see you too. Stan, how are you?
Fantastic, Tom.
Oh, good. Well, Stan and Corey have been on my podcast before, but Chad has not. Chad, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing?
I'm great, Tom. How are you?
Oh, good, good. Okay, everyone speak up. We're in a car, but we're podcasting today while Stan is driving. And here's what we're talking about, because we're at Exponential Conference in Tampa, Florida. This is my first experience here, but I've been to other conferences before. And, you know, what I want to talk about today is just the value of people, in particular ministers, and from Chad's perspective as a volunteer coming to a conference like Exponential, or if you go to the Orange Conference, which is happening as well. So let's go around the table a little bit. What is the reason why you like to come to conferences? Chad, let's start with you.
I just love seeing how everybody comes together and there's a mutual purpose and everybody's got a common goal and they're driving it forward, and you can just see the power that comes across everyone that we're really all together on this and that there's a greater good being done here.
That's great. Good. Good. Thanks, Chad. Stan, what about you? Why do you like to go to conferences? Because you've been to quite a few of them this year, or workshops as well.
My biggest thing with them is a little bit of learning, trying to pick up some sort of good learning to take home and begin to apply practically. I also like the networking, connecting with new people, meeting new people, just kind of seeing where some of those new connections go.
Good. Thanks, Stan. Corey, what about you?
I really look forward to just seeing people from all around the world coming in one place. I do think conferences offer a great place for people to come and gather that normally are never going to meet or never going to hang out, never going to be able to network together. So conferences bring a lot of people together from different tribes and organizations.
Yeah, and again, like I said, we're at Exponential where there's almost 5,000 people here today. And, you know, it ranges from international people to people from very small churches to very large churches. We have a conglomerate of about, 12 or 15 of us here? Is that the deal?
About 15 of us, yeah. Including the girls.
Including the ladies.
I think they count, right?
They do count. Okay. Anyways, the reality is, this is a inclusive podcast here, Corey. So the reality is, you've got these conferences, and it's good to network, it's good to be with people. Have you ever been to a conference, guys, where it's just been you representing your church? Has that ever happened to you, Stan?
Not that I know of. I've always gone with a team. Always gone with a team.
Stan, have you ever been, Corey, have you ever been by yourself?
No, there's usually at least two other people with us. I think there's a huge benefit in going in groups together that you can shoot ideas about your organizations while you're learning from other people's organizations.
Yep. And Chad, have you ever been by yourself coming to a conference?
No, I have not.
Okay. Well, then I have, actually.
I have, too. I forgot.
Oh, yeah, see. Okay, Stan, explain your experience then for coming as a solo person. You don't know anybody coming in. How was that experience for you, and what can you tell someone else who is going to a conference by themselves?
You know, for me, it's tough because I don't mind going by myself. The problem is that whenever you don't have your team with you, then you go back with all kinds of new information, exciting stuff, and you try to relay that to the rest of your team, and they didn't experience it with you, so they're not buying the same excitement. So what people who go to a conference by themselves and pick up all kinds of new information, what they need to do is really kind of filter through it and be very wise and cautious about how they vision cast that when they get back to their teams, because otherwise it'll blow up in their face and all this good stuff goes down the drain because they didn't communicate it clearly. So that's my biggest thing with going to a conference solo.
Yeah, and I can agree with you on that. And Stan's been a ministry leader, a pastor, a head pastor of different churches before. And as me being a ministry leader of a student ministry program before, it's always great to take someone with you. Obviously, financial reasons prevent you from going from time to time. But if you can grab people with you and take people with you, it's always better to do that. Okay, this is great stuff, guys. Okay, well, guys, here's our next question. Where do you see the biggest benefit of having conferences like this? Where have you seen people really benefit from this?
Well, Tom, one of the things that I've seen is sometimes some of these church planters are coming in and they're not quite sure that they even want to continue doing ministry. They're on their last leg. They're just really not sure what God's telling them to do, and they don't know where to go. And getting them around some of these other church planters and leaders and some of the lessons that they're learning from some of the people that have been in it for a long time, it really encourages them and gets them to build back up and have that drive to leave there and know that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing for the kingdom.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's very true. Good word on that. Corey, what do you have to say?
I think at conferences is a great way for movements to start. You have so many people gathered there from so many different organizations, hearing the same message, hearing the same things from the same speakers, that you get a lot of momentum into movements. Right now at Exponential, we're talking about multiplication and igniting a culture of multiplication. So we're hearing a lot about discipleship, and it's a great forum and a great place for discussion and people to come in with ideas and get momentum when they go back to where they're located throughout the world.
Yeah, that's a really good point, too, as well, Corey. Well, and what I can say, too, is that, you know, there are conferences all the time happening all the time throughout the calendar year. They're not just happening now, although Exponential and Orange are happening this very moment. If you could tell the person coming, whether they're in a group or they're by themselves, one recommendation that you would have for them, let's go around in a circle here, but one recommendation that you would have for them as this is what I would recommend you to do when you go to a conference, what would you say? Chad, let's start with you.
I would say to come with an intentionality, to kind of plan out what your focus is, what you think you're being driven to, and really just take some time and spend making notes and gleaning off of some of the speakers that they have. The speakers have been through a lot of these things, and they're just full of knowledge. They have a lot of good tools to be used to really help go forward out of this, and that way you get the most out of what you're doing here.
Fantastic. Thanks. Corey, how about you?
I think we hear a lot of success stories at conferences, and I think a big part to remember is how are you going to take this back home, and that there's sometimes a different context than what a lot of these people are doing that make your ministry unique. And so having a vision for how to sift some of this material and, like Chad said, plan it for your ministry and your ideas, take a lot of notes. But as you take those notes, have your ministry, your culture, your city in mind from that one conference.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that, because it's easy, I think, when you see all these great things happening with other churches, you're like, I want that to happen for my church. I want to do this in my church. And sometimes what God is blessing in another area, God may want something completely different in your area. So I definitely would agree with you on that. Good point, Corey. Hey, Stan, what about you? What recommendation would you give?
I would say come with humility. A lot of guys show up and they're very kind of driven people. They have an idea of exactly what they want to do, what they want somebody to look like. And I think sometimes if we're too stuck on what we want and what we see and what we're going to do, then we miss what God actually wants to do in and through us. And so we can be closed to information we might need. We may just say, yeah, well, I'm going to change that information to make it fit what I want to do. And we're not humble to and open to God's leading. And so I think sometimes it takes a healthy dose of humility for guys who are natural leaders to be able to see that God may want to change up their plan a little bit, and we need to be ready for that.
That's a great word, because I often like to go in there thinking that I'm the best and I'm doing ministry the best. I mean, I say that kind of jokingly, but also there is a little bit of an arrogance going and saying, hey, what I'm doing in my ministry is great and God is blessing it, and therefore you guys should learn from me. But that humility, Stan, I think is fantastic. So thanks. All right, guys. Well, that's all the questions I have for you guys. Any parting shots that you guys would say about conferences in general? Oh, okay, silence. Fantastic. Well, I hate silence, so I'm going to end this right now. Thanks, guys, for joining me.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
All right.
See you next time.
Okay, so that was a good wrap-up of just conferences. And just to highlight a few simple points that were made throughout the roundtable discussion we had in the vehicle was that, one is, if you can take someone with you, it's always great to have someone else to come with you so you can process information. And even if there's something dramatic that needs to change in your church or ministry, to have someone else there who's hearing the same things you're hearing and processing along with you so that you can go back and make a kind of an even unbiased presentation to the rest of your church or your staff about the changes that need to happen, that's always great. The second thing is you come in just being humble. Be humble coming in. Don't be arrogant, thinking that you know it all. Come in expecting to learn a lot, because there are people who have been doing this a lot longer than you have been, and for me too, for longer than I've been doing it, and there's something that you can always learn from somebody else. Remember that. There's something you can always learn from somebody else. We never have all the right answers, and so that's why we come to conferences. And the last thing is that conferences are a great way to just be revitalized, re-energized to do ministry and to go at it hardcore and get energized. It's to connect with other people, to network, and just chat about shared experiences. You know, someone may be going through the exact same problems you're going through if you're having a hard time. Or someone might be able to share a story with you to really encourage you. So I want to encourage you just to network with people. If you go alone, connect with somebody else. Find someone to connect with and process, you know, your life and your ministry with. It's always very helpful to do that stuff. So there you have it. It's three simple things that you can do when going to conferences, whether it's the Exponential Orange Conference this week or some other conference coming up. Three simple things that you can do when you're going to conferences. All right, guys, thanks for joining me. I really appreciate you guys taking the time to do this. It's a little bit shorter podcast today, so that should be good for your listening ears. And join me next week. I got an all-new podcast lined up for you. Have a great week, everyone.